This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I haven't seen Ashley Granted for like ever. And it just occurred to me. I walked out in the lobby. I'm like, I haven't seen you forever. We're in this weird time warp thing.
That's right.
How you doing?
I am doing well, Brian. Thanks for having me this
morning. Good. It's great to see you.
In person.
Yes, right here in the flesh. All right. School is right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
All right. Tell me about what's... First of all, we'll get into that conversation in a little bit, but you guys have something coming up tomorrow, right? I'm sorry. I thought the registration for the DPS Extended Day Program will begin tomorrow.
Yes, we are launching the registration for the DPS Extended Day Program tomorrow. Very excited for this program. It is the district's very own before and after school program. It will be for pre-K through eighth grade students. We will have, we're targeting 13 sites. We will be including our Macon Payette special education students. The program will be free to all those students that enroll and transportation home in the PM after that session.
Okay, so talk to me about what this means then. So before and after school, you said pre-K through eighth grade students. And where will the program be located?
The program will be located at 13 buildings.
Okay.
So each building will have their own before and after school program. And just to give you a little bit of background information, as you know, we are in the district's third year of our five-year strategic plan. We're actually in the mid-course correction phase right now. But when the strategic plan was developed 3.5 years ago, one of the action items that came out of that committee's work was the child care resource gap for our working families or our families in general.
Man, this is a thing that is a real thing.
It is a real thing. So
basically, if I have this correct, 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to the start of school.
Right.
And then the end of school to 5:30 p.m.
Correct.
Monday through Friday.
Yes.
Plus early release days or half days, holiday
yes.
breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So transportation provided home,
mm-hmm.
breakfast, snack, and dinner.
Correct.
So this really helps fill some gaps for people who are really struggling, you know, probably even before the pandemic, but certainly during the pandemic. This childcare thing is a big deal.
It is a big deal. So over the last 2 years, we partnered with Innovation Learning to provide this childcare piece. But, you know, you inadvertently create barriers for families when you put in fees and no transportation home, even though families, when you survey them, they feel like, yes, we can do this. We weren't making a big enough impact. So the district decided late spring to sever those ties with Innovation Learning. And thanks to the CARES Act funding, the federal grant.
Right.
Our district has a large amount of money. We felt like this was the opportunity for the district to create their own extended day program and reduce the barriers of it being free, being able to have transportation provided home, our staff having the ability and the flexibility to be in front of our students longer. It really bridges the gap. That academic, being intentional about the academic need and focus, as well as enrichment and the child care need.
And then the breakfast, snack, and dinner is a great thing. So that's a great. So how do people sign up for this? You know, how do they get enrolled or what is the process?
Yes. So you've heard it here first on the buyer show. But enrollment will launch tomorrow. We have a full marketing plan. The enrollment will be online, but we will follow up with dates over the next week for webinars so parents can join myself, Ms. Leslie Risby, and Ms. Sherry Johnson, the program coordinator, to answer questions, to get enrolled. And then we will also have open house dates by the extended day staff. And then we'll be at the district open houses. So this will be ongoing. We're going to continue to push and boost to make sure all of our families are aware.
All right. And then, of course, you can go to the website as well as this information becomes available. I feel so bad. It's hard to, like, you guys have so much going on. You have almost 9,000 kids. There's just always
right.
something happening. And And it's really tough to sort of like get all of it, all the attention it needs. But it is time to register for school. It's time to, I mean, I know it doesn't feel that way because we're still in July, but we're right around the corner and kids are coming back to the buildings.
Absolutely. August 16th.
How excited are people about that?
You know, when we talk to our staff, everyone is excited to get back to normal. It's no longer return to learn. It's back to school. You know, and the same excitement we would have in previous years, we want that excitement. We want our students in front of the experts, which are the teachers and administrators, to do what they do best, which is facilitate learning.
And you can find out more at dps61.org. I was just looking, and what we've just talked about is there. I know you guys are hiring people.
Yes.
I know you're hiring a superintendent. You know, Bobby's back on the job. How's all that going?
Bobby is back. We're glad to have her back. She provides a lot of expertise, experience, and stability. So we are moving. We're moving ahead. We have the bold plan. The buildings are opening up. The students are coming back. We have no downtime. We are plowing ahead.
All right. How's the work you're doing with all of the outside companies? And, you know, we haven't talked about that for a while, but, you know, you're working at the hospitals and Caterpillar. And now you got this great partnership with Richland Community College where kids can come in and not only graduate from DPS, graduate with a 2-year degree, ready to go. How's all that doing?
Phenomenal. I am so excited about all of our partnerships focused on career pathways and career readiness. The Prep Academy will have to come back hopefully next month. We have 52 students that begin in August, and we're prepping for those students. The partnership with Richland, they'll be out on their campus next month, and Dr. Z and his team have laid out the red carpet, bringing in a guest speaker. What I'm most excited about is I have really been intentional about the funding process for this. The district has committed funds, but we know that funding, private donors, those types of things just add to the sustainability.
Yeah.
So as of today, we have $85,000 that has been donated by private donors and grants towards this program.
That's fantastic.
It shows that the community believes in this school district.
They do. I know I just saw Dr. Morris yesterday, and you know what she's doing with the Jerry Dawson Civic
it's
Leadership
amazing.
Institute, what's happening all summer. They got a great awards thing coming up. What's happening with like 400 plus students enrolled in the Ag Academy and the FFA.
Yep.
There's just so many positive things. Keep up the, you know, I know it's tough because you know, there's a theme running through the whole show about how just crappy and horrible Facebook is and the people that live there. You know, people want to focus on this or that and not see any of the big picture positive stuff that's happening. We're proud parents of who will be, God, hard to say this out loud, a senior.
Wow.
At Eisenhower High School this year, and you know he's had 12 incredible, well, 11 going into his 12 incredible years with District 61. It doesn't mean you don't have problems to fix, and it doesn't mean you know superintendent search is going to be tough just because of the timing and all that. But man, there's just so many damn good things that are going on within the district.
Absolutely, and we have to tell that story, right? We get so bogged down with the negative. And
oh, it's always react,
narrative.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this next school year. And a reset, a refresh coming out of the pandemic. We're ready.
All right. If folks want more information, then go to dps61.org is the website. It is so good to see you.
It's always a pleasure, Brian.
All right. Fun stuff. Keep up the great work. Nick, you got anything you want to ask on the way out?
Man, I just, when I see Ashley, first of all, it's good to see you as well. And I got to say that with the excitement coming back and it kind of being felt at your level and the kids can't wait to be back and the teachers can't wait to be back and the public supporting, this is going to be a really good year for a lot of people that sorely need it.
Well, listen, she has the best title and the most accurate title in all of District 61. She's the Executive Director of Innovative Programs. And everything she does is innovative, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, fantastic stuff. Ashley, we appreciate it. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.